Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. How about we start with some new tech coming to a street near you? So new traffic lights are going to work differently. So instead of going red or green after a certain amount of time, the new traffic lights have a different method, okay? Okay, well, first you have to know that red lights typically last between 30 seconds and 2 minutes. I had to look this up. And green lights last between 30 seconds and 3 minutes, okay? Well, these new traffic lights are going to stay red for as long as they have to until it senses a coming car. Okay, if the coming car is going the speed limit, right? If that car is going the speed limit, that light is going to turn green. And if that car is not going the speed limit, it's going to just stay red. Isn't that something? Which reminds me of a joke, of course. What did the traffic light say to the other traffic light? What did one traffic light say to the other traffic light? Are you ready? Don't look, I'm changing. I know, that was bad. On that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this. It's America's largest show about all things digital. It's called The Kim Komando Show because, well, I'm Kim Komando. And you're about to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations across the United States. And, of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, on demand, whenever you want. Over at komando.com. Just click that button for the Komando community. And a special hello goes out to our listeners in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries who are joining us on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have something about something digital that I can lend a hand to that's keeping you up late at night. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're just like, hey, you know, should I buy this or how do I take my online business to the next level? Or how do I deal with my kids, my ex, whatever it may be? That's why our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And as always, you can drop me your question over on our website, and that's komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, every single day, I visit at least 30 different websites I do throughout the day. And I have kind of like a method behind my madness. All right, every single day I visit at least 30 different websites to make sure that we are both up to date on everything that's happening in the tech universe. And this is part of the show where I like to pass along five things that you need to know that maybe you didn't think about before. Now, the first story isn't really tech related, but it's so dang interesting, I just couldn't wait to tell you about it. It has to do with mosquito bites. Don't you just hate them? And before you start thinking that it's just your natural aura that's driving all those mosquitoes to just come towards you, the geniuses at Virginia Tech did a massive research project. They had some brave volunteers. They analyzed each one for their own unique scent, and they scrubbed them with different brands of soap, Dial, Dove, Native, and Simple Truth. And then they let the mosquitoes loose. Now, while each participant had their own unique stink, some humans were more naturally attracted to mosquitoes than others. And they were like, what happened? I think it has to do with the soap. Okay, the mosquitoes were totally in love with Dial, Dove, and Simple Truth. Once again, that's Dial, Dove, and Simple Truth. But they couldn't stand Native coconut and vanilla body wash. The mosquitoes were like, ooh, get that away from me. It turns out that the little bloodsuckers don't like coconut scents. So if you are going out and there's going to be mosquitoes, rub a little coconut lotion potion on yourself. I know it wasn't tech related, but it was insanely interesting to me. All right, coming in at number two, we're going to go back into the tech world, and it's the gold medal couch potato. So parents, instead of like taking your kids to soccer practice or lacrosse or the ice rink, you can now raise the next gold medalist right there in your house. You just need a remote control and a gaming system. Because now in the Olympics for video games, esports, it kicks off the week of June 24th. Now, these games are based on sports, but it's not any shoot 'em ups or World of Warcraft fantasy type stuff. You have to test your skills in racing and basketball and table tennis. So the wildly popular game Fortnite has just joined the ranks of this. The organizers have created a thrilling target aiming competition. Yes, sharpshooting in a video game. They say this is thrilling. I don't know about that. Some other games that they included: Gran Turismo, which is car racing; NBA 2K23, that, of course, that's basketball; 11 table tennis; and now Fortnite. Wow, isn't that something? It's an Olympic sport. So if the kid, you're listening right now with your folks, and you could just say, hey, mom, dad, I want to be an Olympic medalist one day. That's right, one day for me. All right, coming in at number three, really serious story about the candy kid scam. Now, if you're that kind of person, which I am, when the kids approach you on the street, they're selling, I don't know, cookies and candy or coupon books for their sports team or school for just a few dollars. You're like, okay, here's $5, even though it's $2, whatever it may be. But unfortunately, criminals are getting in the act. This past week in New York City, a woman was at a cafe. She was approached by two teenagers selling candy. She didn't want the candy, but the teen said, hey, you know, it'd be cool if you just made a donation through Venmo or Zelle. And she said, oh, sure, I'll donate you a few bucks through Zelle Gals. I mean, after all, I mean, you're just selling candy for your school. So the kid said, hey, well, give me your phone. And so that this way we can give you our phone number for Zelle. And so she handed the phone over to the kids. Big mistake. After she entered her $5 and sent it on her Zelle account, a few hours later, she realized that the two teenage girls totally wiped out her checking account for $1,800. Whoa. That's right. The teens went into her account and sent over a Zelle payment to their phone. And what's worse is Zelle just doesn't protect you if you somehow enable or authorize fraud. So she's out of luck. So the bottom line here, never, ever, ever hand your phone over to a complete stranger. Just don't be doing that. Coming in at number four, Peloton owners. They're recalling 2.2 million exercise bikes because the seat can break while you're spinning. Fun times, no joke. Injuries include fractured wrists, lacerations, big old bruises because people are falling off the bike. Now, this isn't the first massive recall for Peloton, of course. Back in 2021, they had the Tread Plus and Tread Treadmill machines after injuries and a death. So what bikes are affected? If you bought a Peloton from 2018 to now, that'd be me. Get off your bike immediately. Contact the company for a free repair. They're giving out free seat posts that you can install yourself. Peloton. And finally, this coming in at number five, work from home or work from bed? What's going on? There's a new survey out from Office Depot that says more than 35% of remote employees spend 1 hour a day working from bed, 1 hour a day. Some other facts in this survey, more than half of those surveyed recently moved because they needed better home office space. At least they had to, you know, maybe put on some pants. In order to create a productive home office, the average remote worker spends $1,700 buying desks and other tools to get their work done. But still, wow, 1 hour a day working from bed. You know, I can't see anybody on my team doing that. Well, maybe one person, but that would be my husband. Yeah, he does that in the morning, 1 hour a day. Wow. You know, Bill and Melinda Gates, they were happy for like 27 years. But if you think about this, it all went downhill when Bill started working from home. All right, coming up in this jam-packed hour, we're going to talk about unsent text messages, how they don't always disappear. Oh my gosh, we have a great tip. This is phenomenal. I did the research for you. What is the best day of the week to book a plane ticket online? What's the best day of the week? And how far in advance? And what day of the week should you fly? All that's coming up. And of course, we have your phone calls and you have me, Kim Komando.
Welcome Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, if you haven't tried out our new Commando 2.0 newsletters, you're totally missing out. Head over to getkim.com. Over 400,000 folks get them every single day. And I checked the numbers this morning. 20,752 people gave us a thumbs up today, and 600 people gave us a thumbs down. So if you had the newsletters once and you hated them, I'm inviting you to come on back to the mothership. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And how about we start with Jamala in Kansas City, Missouri?
I have an old email address, and I haven't used it in maybe 5 to 10 years, but I want to delete this Gmail account. However, the email address is tied to so many things. For example, my Google account, my Google Play family library, the Google Play books and movie library, things I purchased, all underneath that as that Gmail address being the head of that family library.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to walk you through conceptually, then we'll send you the steps, okay? First of all, you're going to create a brand new Gmail account. Okay, then you go to all your other Google services, products, Play, you name this, and then you say, hey, I have a brand new Gmail address, and you're going to do that in the account information setting.
Okay.
Now, the problem child is going to be the Google Play items. So there's no magical way to do this other than is that you're going to have to contact Google Play support.
Oh.
And then say, these are all the things that from this old account, I want you to transfer to this account. And, be patient and hopefully they'll respond to you. But Jamala, I will go ahead and send you those steps just in case you want to give it a shot. Because you know what? You can do it. I know you can. Joellen in Toledo, Ohio. Hi, Joellen.
I was wondering if you happen to know of any online dating sites that you could go to that aren't full of scammers, because I've been on Facebook dating and having a terrific time, meaning I'm getting a lot of scammers.
That's always the downside. Have you tried any other services?
I haven't. I was on Match for just a bit years ago, and I had some good luck there, but I've been on there recently, and they keep sending me people that are not even in my zip code. I mean, they're clear across the country. So that's not helping me.
No. How old are you?
I'm 68.
All right. So there's a website called Our Time, and that's designed for singles over 50.
Cool.
In the same way, it's called Silver Singles.
Silver
again,
Singles?
Designed for people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Silver Singles and Our Time are both designed for people over 50 looking for a relationship, looking for somebody to go have a cup of coffee with, whatever it may be.
Right.
Unfortunately, anytime we say dating apps or dating websites, the big thing comes out that, well, you're going to get scammed and you're going to find scammers. I don't think it matters wherever you go. There's going to be somebody who's going to prey upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that, you know, you're a gal who may be lonely and has some money and telling her that she's beautiful. And then, I need money because I have medical bills. And, I wish I could pay them myself, but I can't. I got into a car accident. I actually had a woman call me who said that she gave a guy money because he said he was a surgeon and he went to Australia and he was with the Aboriginals and couldn't figure out how to get. Okay. And this other woman, I got to tell you this, Joellen. Okay. This other woman called me. Get this. She's your age. And some guy says he's a surgeon. And I think he was in Vietnam or something, said he was or whatever. And he was helping all the poor children. Okay. She gave him about $60,000.
Oh. Oh, dear.
So her daughter says to her, you know what, Mom, that's because you're hanging out at the wrong place. You need to go to plentyoffish.com. So she heads over to Plenty of Fish. Mm-hmm. She meets a guy outside of Houston who works on an oil rig. They all do. Okay. So he says to her, Joellen, oh, I'm so sorry that you got scammed like that.
You're such
a nice person and you're beautiful. And how could you do that? And
how
he
said,
aside from working on an oil rig, guess what he did for a living, Joellen?
What did he do?
Yes. He said he was a white hat hacker. So he could go into the doctor's bank account in Vietnam and then pull all that money out for her.
Oh.
But guess what he needed in order to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He needed $90,000.
Oh, man.
Okay.
This sounds so familiar.
So she's out 200 grand. And she didn't even get lucky. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. I know. So, yeah.
Okay. So wherever you go, I would say just be careful. Don't share personal information too soon. Use a separate email address, unique password, video chat. Video chat with these people.
Hey, yes.
Video chat. Just don't send a picture or chat back and forth. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There was one gal, though, who told me that she video chatted, and he said that he was on a cruise ship in Europe, and that's why the video quality was so bad.
Was poor? Oh.
Yes.
That's interesting.
But it was actually... He actually grabbed a video off the internet from YouTube and then made it look so bad that it could have been him talking. So,
oh, my word. That's complicated.
Exactly. So, you know, maybe what you might want to do is join a club. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, do something in real life.
Exactly.
You know, and maybe there's a singles group at the church or temple, wherever you go, the Elks Lodge, you know, where you have some sense of community and where there's a person that can say, yes, I know that person is good or bad, or at least you're not going to be dealing with all these scammers on the internet. Joellen, that's what Kim says. Oh, no, Joe. Oh, no, don't be doing that, Joe. Thank you for your call. Can you take back text messages? If you're on an iPhone, unless you and your text recipient both have iOS 16, you can't really take back a text. Now, if you unsend a message to someone running an older version of the iOS, they still see your text, and then you get a notification saying, hey, we tried to unsend this. Now, if you both have iOS 16, well, you can take it back, but you have to act really, really quickly. You can only get that text message back within 2 minutes of sending. Within 2 minutes. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you know this, but you can also edit a text message now on iOS 16. So if you said something, you don't have to do that asterisk and say whatever the word is that you meant to say anymore, because you can just edit a text message. All right, you want to stay right where you are. We have more of the show and more of your phone calls coming up that you can't afford to miss.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, coming up in just a few moments, some insider secrets about the best day of the week to book those flights. And then also later on, the secret to saving big money on those streaming bills. And joining us is our amazing content queen, our very own Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So I got this email because I knew we were going to be talking about it. And it's from Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, incredible. He finally emailed me back.
I know. I'm so happy about this. And it says that that he believes strongly in giving while living. He believes in that.
Sounds good.
And he said that he said that you should use your wealth to help people. And I've decided to secretly give $1.5 million to randomly selected individuals worldwide. Okay. On receipt of this email, Kim, you should count yourself as that lucky individual.
My goodness.
You know, I'm getting like chicken skin thinking.
Did he not hear all the stuff you say about him on the radio every week?
Maybe he's trying to make amends, because he said your email address was chosen while searching at random. Please get back to me at your earliest convenience. Mm-hmm. He said you can email me, and he gives his email address, or you can if you don't know who I am, here's my Wikipedia page. But here's the thing is that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's email address is that he sent this to me from. I have a feeling that this is not true.
Oh.
It's mzuckerberg244 and then a whole bunch of other numbers at gmail.com. I don't think he would be emailing me from Gmail.
I don't think so either. No.
No. Mm. No. I don't think I got the $1.5 million. But Allie, there's somebody out there right now in the internet's land who says, Mark Zuckerberg is going to send me $1.5 million.
I know. And that's why we have to talk about these things, because you might be the person thinking, who would fall for that? But no, people do. And there probably are scams that you would fall for. Yes, you. Because, you know, we wouldn't see these things. They wouldn't make so much money if they didn't work.
I almost fell for one the other day. I did.
What was it?
It said that I had received an order from Amazon.
Sure.
And it was being delayed in process, and it looked like it had the Amazon logo. And where the product was that I ordered, there was like that question mark, so it didn't show the image.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually clicked on it. I was like, what the heck is this about? And I'm like, oh, God, Kim Komando, facepalm, right?
Well, and if Kim Komando can do it, anybody can. And, you know, there are all kinds of little tricks to get you, right? You couldn't see the image, so you were like, what is that? You order from Amazon all the time, which most of us do. So you're going to click. Yeah. That's, you know, we're not in the days of, you know, the Nigerian prince scams anymore. Scammers are smart. They know what you will click. So what does that look like in your inbox? That one that you just mentioned, Kim, is a huge one. Delivery scams. A very common subject line. Something along the lines of, your delivery was unsuccessful. Because immediately in your brain, you get that, oh, no, I missed it. Because we all probably ordered something online, right? We're all perpetually waiting for something to come in the mail. And so, yeah.
That's so true.
You see that and you click it.
You're so insightful in that, because you're right. Everybody is waiting for, like, some delivery person to drop something off.
Okay? Exactly. And that's how they get you. So if you see that your delivery was unsuccessful, put out your radar. Make sure that it is a real email. Oftentimes it is not. What about this one? Action required. Your payment was declined. Another one where you're thinking, oh, no, I want to make sure I get my fill in the blank, right?
Whatever
it was. This one is extra tricky, because often it will lead you to a website where you're going to end up putting in a bunch of personal information and probably your credit card information. So double whammy there, right? Be very, 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 very careful anytime you are putting in your credit card info. Your best bet, instead of clicking from an email, say it's from Netflix and it looks totally legitimate, close that email. Go to Netflix, sign into your account. If you need to update your card details, they'll tell you there too. You'll have a notification on the site. You can go into your details and see. Usually there's like, you know, a flashing banner and an exclamation point and everything's red because they want your money.
They want your money.
Yes, exactly.
They do.
It's never going to be a secret if you really do need to put in your details. So that's my advice. Don't click from your email. Go over to the service itself and do it there. It's a lot safer. It's not always business stuff, right? Sometimes I get these emails that are, it's like they fool you into thinking, hey, were we talking? Like, do I know you? I get these a lot, especially in my work email. So if you ever see RE:RE and then really anything, fill in the blank, that's a little trick to make you think, oh, yeah, I must be having a conversation with this person, right? Maybe, but probably not. Oh, work. What about, we're all worried about our money, right? Everyone is.
Yeah.
What if you see payrolls delayed or anything like that, that is going to spark in your mind, oh my gosh, I'm clicking this. Everybody's going to open that email. Of course.
Of course. Yes, they're going to do that. Although you would actually just reach out to me and go, what the heck?
Kim, what's up? But you think about that though, right? Like, I don't think most companies would phrase it like that. They wouldn't say it like that. I think you might get a personal message. I think it would be a different kind of announcement than that. So kind of put yourself in that mindset of, what do the people that I work with sound like? Would they write a message like that? And if not, it might be fake.
You know, and a lot of these are really, I guess you'd say, like nebulous messages. So like documents are being shared with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You have different messages. And so, you know, so the bottom line here, Al, is to really just stop and think. Don't click the link, right?
I mean, seriously, yeah, yeah. And again, I think it's so great that you shared that story, Kim, because if you clicked something that wasn't real, I know everybody else is doing it. We've all done it. I've certainly done it. So be careful. If you get to a site and think, this is a little fishy, please don't put in your information.
Yes, exactly. And so I guess I'm going to have to keep working because Mark Zuckerberg is not going to send me $1.5 million. You know, do you know he wears a gray T-shirt every single day to work? You know why he does that? Because he said he doesn't want to waste time on things that don't matter. So he has all these gray T-shirts and all these gray pants. And so he wears the same thing every single day. Mm. But think about that. He doesn't want to waste time on things that don't matter. He runs Facebook, okay? I mean, come on. What's up with that? Great job as always, Al. Happy to have you with us.
Thanks, Kim.
And thanks for being here. All right. Flying and going on a trip isn't fun. I totally get that. You have all these asinine delays. You got rules and long lines, and the flights are way more expensive this year than ever before. So Expedia put out their 2023 air travel report, and what they found is really super interesting, is that, like, for example, the best time to book a domestic flight is at least a month before. The sweet spot for affordable flights falls between, say, 28 and 35 days before that departure. And domestic flights are also cheaper if you travel on a Wednesday. I know. Who wants to go anywhere midweek? That's why it's always cheapest, right? Because we want to travel like on a Friday night. So we get the whole weekend and then we want to come back on a Sunday. Now, if you book too far in advance, you might have to pay more. So you want to avoid buying a ticket 3 to 6 months before your departure. I know this is a case where if you're being prepared, it's actually going to cost you money. So let's go back to that day of the week. Okay, so the answer used to be on a Tuesday. Not so much anymore. You want to buy your tickets on a Sunday. That's right, on a Sunday. So again, you want to buy your tickets on a Sunday. You can save up to 15%, they say. And again, that sweet spot, 28 to 35 days before the departure. And then the flights are always cheapest on a Wednesday. And by the way, in case you want to avoid any type of flight delays, rise and shine. That's right. You want to be on the first or second flight out of that airport in the morning. You never, ever, ever want to fly after 3 p.m. Let's see. If you need more information about that, you want to pass along to somebody, we have it written up as a tip over on commando.com. Still to come, we have more of your phone calls as well as later on. Speaking of money, the secret to saving big bucks on all your crazy streaming bills. Gosh, because I know that mine are just so high now. And of course, you have me, Kim Commando.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, you had a woman on your show not too long ago. I believe her name was Remy. She might have been from Ireland, but she was a voice actress.
Yes.
And she had inadvertently signed some contract, and they were recreating her voice for commercial purposes. And she thought that she couldn't get out of that contract and was concerned. And I believe that she can get out of that contract. She just needs to have some better legal representation, because her voice is her intellectual property. And, you know, these kinds of things coming up now with AI are going to be increasingly, you know, at the forefront of conversation. And I believe that it's time that people really start to fight back before they, you know, lose rights for forever.
Well, you know, thank you for listening, because that was a fascinating story to me. That her voice was replicated on a website and then being used in Instagram and other places, and it's an AI version of her voice. Are you an intellectual property attorney?
I am involved in intellectual property, and this is kind of my opinion on this. We need to really start to fight back, because it causes financial harm. I believe she said she advertised or did voice for Mazda. So let's say that they were taking her voice and then making a comparable ad for Toyota. Well, she could end up losing her Mazda contract, because obviously, sure, you know, she's saying this vehicle is better, and then, you know, turned around. People can't differentiate between one voice and the other. So it could definitely financially harm her. She can have real harm done to her reputation and lose her livelihood.
Those are all really, really good points, Michael. I mean, that just what you said. I mean, what if my voice was used for something crazy, right? I'd be like, whoa, what's going on that? But, you know, intellectual property, I'm not an attorney and I don't play one on the radio or on the internet, okay? But I will tell you that we have taken steps to register my voice as a trademark and a service mark with the United States Patent Trademark Office, the World Intellectual Property Organization, and the European Union. Now, I don't know if that's going to make a difference to some AI website that just pops up overnight. You know, it's hard to say. But as you bring up some really, really excellent points. So how did you get involved in all this? What have you done with it?
I've been involved in intellectual property and intellectual property theft for a long time, you know, both through my own IP and helping others navigate, you know, complex waters. And really, a lot of people don't know that they can fight back, and that all they need to do is really seek out proper legal representation. And I believe that we're just at the very beginning of seeing the problems that this can cause.
What do you see as some major problem?
Well, for example, you know, creating somebody's voice in such an identical fashion that you can't differentiate it. There are just unlimited ways that she could be harmed. She can lose her business. Mazda might cancel her contract if Toyota starts using this IP-generated voice. Sure. So, I mean, there's real financial harm, but there's also harm to them as a person if things that they don't believe in all of a sudden are attributed to them because people thought they said it themselves.
Yeah, it's a wild ride. It truly is what we're embarking on. You know, they say that we're on the verge of what was the invention of the printing press back in the 1400s, as we look at artificial intelligence and where it's going and how it's going to end up. We are on a whole new different playing field. Michael, thank you for your call. I really appreciate your insights. All right. So every single morning you brush your teeth, right? So I have a challenge for you. Every single morning when you're brushing your teeth, instead of singing happy birthday or something like that, I want you to pull up my podcast, The Daily Tech Update, because you're going to get one tech news that's 1 minute, and then you're going to get a digital life hack that's a minute. So in those 2 minutes, you're going to know the top news story, and you're going to learn something that you're going to use time and time again. So wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando with a K and get our Daily Tech Update. Again, that's the Brush the Teeth Challenge. Yes. So again, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando with a K and get the Daily Tech Update. All right. How much are you spending on your streaming? Too much, right? Well, perhaps you remember when all TV shows and movies had, what, commercials? Well, they're back. And if you're willing to put up with 4 or 5 minutes of commercials per hour, which isn't that much, you can save some big money. Netflix has a cheaper tier that includes commercials that cost $7 a month, and you're going to save $36 a year. Disney Plus, they have an advertising tier that's $8 a month. Hulu, Peacock, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, guess what? They all have cheaper monthly subscriptions that include, yes, commercials too. Now, there is a gotcha that you need to know about, and it's just not the 4 or 5 minutes of commercials. They get you on this too. Not all programs, meaning the hits, are available under the cheaper plans that include commercials. That's all in the fine print. But if you're looking to save some money, make sure that you just check out the commercial tiers because it may be able to shave a few bucks, especially if you're not watching all the latest and greatest shows. And be sure to tell 3 friends about the Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast because knowledge is power. And you can find me at Komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.